This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Run down.
No.
Again.
I've got kiddie winks in the house.
Oh, I see. So you're catching everything.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Is John going to be really grumpy because of the loss?
No.
Okay.
He'll be... Right, what's going on for John? He'll be pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll have this very sensible head on, and that December on January, that was a different me.
And it's our job to bring him back down to the darkness for good podding.
Right, John.
Aha, we're back. Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, I'm good. How's everybody else?
You're bouncing. You're buzzing.
Yeah, well, I've just been at the boozer, so, you know, lift the spirits.
Are you pissed?
No, I've only had one, but I am hoping to get back out there afterwards.
Oh, right. So, little stop from the boozer for a pod, bit of podding.
Yeah, so my mates are quite good, actually. They we went to, this is going to mean nothing to anybody, we went to Withington, which is like that way from our house, and then we work our way that way. So we go past the house, so I just stopped off at the house, and then I'll go back and meet them wherever they are. Hopefully they're still out. Yeah, lovely.
Big night tonight, is it?
No, I just played Sunday League this morning, so we always have a little drink afterwards, drinky poos.
Little snifter?
No, that's ridiculous.
No, that's what it's called, isn't it? I'm not saying you're going to do drugs.
Oh, okay.
Is that not what it's called?
That's what I implied snifter
little,
as.
Isn't it called a little snifter? And you have a little whiskey or something?
Yeah, a bag of snifter.
Yeah. Big bag
of
whiskey.
No bags involved. Just a little bit of Guinness.
John, you seem bouncy.
No, well, from what I saw, we shouldn't have lost the game, so simple as.
Ooh.
If that's what you're referring to, obviously.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
Good. Lovely insight from David.
It's just a shrug.
For those listening on audio platforms, just a shrug of the shoulder, nothing else.
As if he didn't give a monkeys.
I gave him monkeys. I got up and I turned to my neighbour. I went, I haven't seen any goals scored this season. And I walked off.
Didn't say bye. What a rude bastard. Good to see you too.
The amount of times I've seen nil on that scoreboard.
Yeah. That's not great.
I was like, and they always score away, and I went, oh, there's another game without a goal. It doesn't matter. Honestly, if we were winning 2-0, 3-0, I cannot imagine the feeling that I'd be like, fucking hell, this is a
1-0.
I was thinking back yesterday to the period where you first joined, where we didn't lose for like 22 games on the bounce, and we won a lot of those.
Yeah, you hadn't lost for like 8 or something. And then when I joined,
You can say we.
Point,
you don't have to say you. Okay.
At that point,
let's not do that. Let's not confuse time frames. It is now we.
Okay. We hadn't won for... It didn't feel right because it wasn't a we back then.
Okay.
You hadn't won for about 8 games and then another 8 games unbeaten. Sorry, you hadn't lost another 8 games unbeaten. It was easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Is this what it's like, really, John? What David's in now, is it reality? win, lose, lose, lose.
Yeah,
win
I think just one. Like lose, I think just lose. Naturally as you go up the upper level, it's just a little bit inconsistent. But even last season we were very inconsistent. Good in patches. Then we went on that 7-game losing streak at the end of the season. Why is there a fly in my room? Stop that! Right.
Probably because it's absolutely filthy.
No, my room's actually okay. But
smells of bums.
Mm-hmm. And the rest.
I've got a nose blind to my room, so it could smell like shit and I wouldn't know.
Lovely. Maybe you should get a second opinion and then clean.
Yeah, but I've had a few of the boys come into the room today and they didn't say anything, so can't
tell. They're all nose blind as well. You probably all stink of shit. You need to get someone new in to tell you if you stink of shit.
Nah, a lot of the boys, we're well groomed. We're a well groomed bunch of lads.
Yes, but I know it doesn't stink of shit in here. 100%. You should know.
No, it smells a bit sweaty because I've been playing football. But not like too extreme.
Yeah. Ooh, I quite like that voice.
Do you just feel a little bit like, when am I going to be entertained?
Yeah, I did yesterday. It just suddenly hit me. I went, fuck. Oh, yeah, it just dawned on me. Oh, it's always nil on that board.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, not always. You went Boxing Day, and that was 1-0 to us.
Very nice, too. Very nice, too.
So you had one over a month ago. And you should be happy with that, you ungrateful son.
No, I'm just saying.
You had a goal 2 months ago.
He had two against Carlisle a few weeks later. I don't know what he's moaning about.
Yeah, honest, so I was thinking about that game going, that was like being fed chocolate. That was just like, oh, lovely, yum, 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 yum.
Fed chocolate? That's a really sort of bland analogy for something good.
Basically, I like this. Oh, yum, yum, puddings. And I'm like, fucking, I haven't had pudding for ages. I've just had dry bread.
John, when's he going to be entertained?
I don't know. I can't just click my fingers and make him entertained, to be fair. Like, you know, that's... Maybe we should get Gary on and we can ask him when David will be entertained. Mm. I hope sooner rather than later, but I can't tell him a time for him. That'd be impossible. He might never be entertained again. Quite a hard man to please, I say.
Look at Torquay.
Mm. Yeah. What did they lose? 4-0 to St. Albans? Very nice indeed. Love to see that.
I thought yesterday, super atmosphere. Lovely atmosphere.
Oh, that's good.
The first 25 minutes, super game of football. Loved it.
Oh, you must have enjoyed the goal. Super strike. You know, as a basically a neutral that you are, you must have enjoyed the goal.
Whammoed that boy.
Did you give a little get in? Good on you.
The goal, yes. Fucking open.
Wrong end. To be fair, it should have been disallowed, but you know, it happens.
So you lost to the team you beat, not but a blink of an eye.
But it was it's a completely different game in terms of like we really rode our luck in the Rovers away game, and like the wind and the rain and everything was playing a massive part in that away game. Whereas this seemed like a pretty good weather
felt match. Like a game I'd seen 100 times this season. Seen it all.
But did you not get, like, we hit the crossbar a couple of times and Sonny was free one-on-one?
That was a wonderful strike from Harper, but I never thought it was going in.
No, but then Sonny was 3-1-1. That must have got you off the edge of your seat. And we didn't look.
Oh, no, we had, you know, well, I reckon, and Cole had a chance. We had our chances, definitely. Definitely had our chances. Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's. We'll both be fine. We'll both.
Oh, yeah, we had our chances.
All right, okay, let's not go that way.
I really enjoyed that. Very spicy.
You got angry with yourself then. You got angry at what you were saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, I always say, we had our chance. I think I've said since yesterday's four people, we had our chances. Yeah, we had our chances to win. Oh,
you've got to have an honest reflection of the game. You can't just not say something because you've said it to 5 other people. Maybe start talking to less people.
Yeah, we had our chances.
Yeah, it's annoying. 1-1, yeah.
Yeah, 1-1. We had our chances to win.
Did the new signings feature?
Yeah, Mo Issa came on and
how'd he look? average.
No, he just didn't get. There was just no opportunities or
wasn't ready. Wasn't ready to start, and it would have been unfair to drag Sonny out, given how he's played.
Yeah,
been playing recently.
Totally agree, John. With you there.
So, but no. Oh yeah, we're just having a conversation here. No, animosity.
I looked at him. He looks athletic, slim, long limbed.
He's a professional athlete. You'd hope he was slim.
Well, that isn't always the case for professional
Oh yeah, you've
footballers.
Got a cup. You've got some bright tubos, haven't you?
Up front for Bristol.
Yeah, Chris Martin.
Is it Chris Martin? What? Chris Martin. Big wobbly bum.
Did he?
Well, I just thought he looked sort of wobbly.
Good striker at this level, though. Very good.
Good striker, but just wow, what a big wobbly bum.
Oh yeah, and he's enjoyed his Christmas dinner. Lovely stuff.
I'm not the only one who thinks that, am I?
Well, I didn't look at it.
If he's doing
arse.
The job, if he's doing, you
oh,
didn't
yeah,
look
he's
at his
arse. Handful. Bloody handful. There was a. Bloody
why
handful.
Would you assume that I would look at his arse?
Because you're just all about that.
No, I'm not. I'm getting grouped in with David in this discussion. David is all about arse and legs and hair. I'm about
Willies.
How good could you kick a football, son? Not Willies. No, that's inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate.
No, it's sound.
You're the Willie guy. It's fine.
I don't. That's
David's
not becoming
the bum,
a thing.
David's
don't
the bum
do
and the
that.
Legs.
You're David, making me unemployable.
David's the back. You're the front. You cover all bases.
When I go for a job, people are going to go, oh, yeah, his nickname's the Willie man. And I'm not going to get a job.
No, there'll be some bosses go, get me in, get me in.
Yeah. What do you think of this? Wow.
So I've got this guy. He's nicknamed the Willie man. Trust me. Take a risk on him. He's a professional.
No, there'll be, honestly, there'll be some rotten old man, John. He will love me
oh,
working
thank
under
you, Alfie. Those are exactly the kind of people I want to work for. Bring him my way, boys. Yes, please.
Oh, flip.
No, but on a serious level, if there is any weird, rotten old men in charge of big production companies, hit
I'm me. You're available, mate.
Yeah.
End of mate.
Anything.
John, if you got given match of the day, Gary Lineker's spot, $10 million a year, but you had to do it with your willy out, would you do it? You just present but your willy's out.
100%. That'd be a bonus.
Really?
No, obviously not. Why would I get my todger out in front of how many millions of people?
I'd tune in.
What a stupid... People have a go at me for asking stupid questions. What the hell was that?
No, it was would you? And you said yes. But fair.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
For comedic effect. And I obviously wouldn't do that. $20 million, maybe.
What show is that?
Don't know, but you could do so many puns as well, like tackle and yeah, that'd be nice. Wouldn't it?
Wait, do you know where me and Alfie are writing you an album?
Called writing me, what, an album just for me to have on my computer?
No, we're writing an album called John About You for the world. Thoughts?
Okay, is it, yeah, let me just digest that. You guys are writing an album for me.
No.
About me for the world.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I could back that. I could get behind that. Are we gonna sell these, or and am I? Sorry, hold on a minute. You haven't asked me about this. Am I getting royalties? What's this all about?
No. When Lewis Capaldi writes a song about his ex-girlfriend, does she get a cut? No.
Is she named? No, she's not. I'm being named here. So if you're gonna make any money out of this,
very common.
I want 20%, or you're not allowed to use my name. End of.
All right. See you in court.
That is a very, very bad situation for you. I've seen all 9 seasons of Suits twice. So I think I'll outlaw
you. All 9 seasons twice.
That's fucking...
I have.
Move on. Watch something else. Why? Why would you watch it again?
I'm You know, okay, there's been. I'll let you know a little secret.
You've
here.
So been out of the pub, John.
I
yeah, little secret for you. Listen up.
No, no.
Let me in a little secret.
No, I'll let you in on a little secret. I got emotional, like genuinely emotional, when I finished two series. So the first one was Sex Education. That one was like really sad.
What, with Joe in it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not in the last season as much, though, which is a shame. And Suits, like both of those are like, when they finished, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do in my life. And then obviously it's only like a 5-minute thing and then you're fine.
Yeah, right. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
And that was a little secret, was it?
Yeah, well, I've not told anyone before, so. Hmm. Pod exclusive. No one cares.
I do rewatch series, but it's more like 20-minute comedy episodes.
Oh, move on, mate. Why are you watching that again? Blah, blah, blah. Come on. Yeah, you can take it now.
Do you need a water and a Barocca?
I don't. I've genuinely had one Guinness and black, but it's not even really a full pint. Are we done talking about football?
Right, there's a supporter called Ben above me.
Oh, I've seen the tweets.
Yeah.
What tweets?
I'm saying it now, the best supporter in the Stansfield stand.
Bloody hell, that's impressive.
In fact, I'd go as far as to say, find me a better one in the entire ground.
Wow.
With what they shout out.
Go on.
Go on, give us an example. Get into character as well.
I can't do it like him. He genuinely makes me laugh.
Really?
Yeah. There's something he said on Saturday. He always makes... There's always like 10 of us around that just chuckle and look round. Like genuinely funny.
Like an audience.
You can't do it like him, but you're an actor.
You've got to be there. You've got to be, you've got to be in the
can
moment.
Can you say the words he said so we can have a little something?
This won't mean anything. And this That's is okay. like, this is bottom of the pile. As a
tell us him. A good one then.
Any danger, mate?
That's not just him though. That's got to be low. That'll be loads of people. That's such a generic saying. Hang on.
Any danger, ref?
Meaning.
Well, that's what. So I'm going to ask. I've asked him to come on the pod. Genuinely okay. A funny person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, I could tell you what any danger means.
I know what it means. I just like the way he says it. His timing is spot on, and. One of my neighbours said, he's very crisp, he's very clear, he pronounces all his syllables. I would say he's the best supporter in the ground.
Has he got any lines that are maybe a little, we could learn a bit more about him in three words?
No, I can remember.
He must have really classic. Stuck out there. Right? If you can't remember, he must have been really memorable. Fair play.
Oh, he's going to be a guest. So you watch your.
Well, I think we're going to be sitting back going, make us laugh then, funny boy.
Yeah, that's my worry that I've now built him up and he'll be like, oh, fucking hell, I don't know.
If anything, I'm.
Were they all like negative? Were they all negative? Were they all sort of like. Were they all like. Not negative, because that's the wrong word, but were they all sort of like.
Yeah, having a go at the ref.
Lovely. I don't know what the word is. And rightly so, because referee... Oh, I get stick about this on X-Web, actually, but the ref... Oh, don't pick on the refs. No, they're crap.
Right.
End of discussion.
He's a good supporter. I'd say he's the best supporter. He's definitely the funniest supporter in the stands.
I just wish we had something else to
no
go on.
No offence taken.
You got to be there. It's one
John,
of those.
You're the least funny supporter in the stand. Just not even clapping, not even standing, not smiling. Yeah, yeah. No one's turning around and giggling at that, John.
And he goes, okay. Bang, 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 bang on the tin. He does that.
I like that, actually. It makes quite the racket,
once again,
doesn't it?
Yeah, quite a racket.
Not too much, then. That's good.
Yeah.
John, have you ever made anyone laugh at, like, strangers laugh at the footy?
Why is that the goal?
Can I tell you the little moment I had? He said something funny. Everyone laughed. I looked round, so it's like that. He said something funny. I looked round. He looked at me.
Jesus, that's scary.
And
smiled.
Actually.
like that.
That's quite nice because you're going, that's funny. That.
You're funny.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
I guess it would be quite nice to get some gratification from a comedian. Because obviously your job is...
Everyone's sort of giggling around. We're all giggling.
So he's doing it for the laughs, is he? Do you think this is funny, mate?
Well, I want to ask him if he's doing it for... He doesn't feel like he's doing it for the laugh. That's the beauty of him.
Yeah.
That's the beauty.
Maybe this pod is going to make him feel insanely self-conscious.
Yeah, now I feel like I've...
All you've done is pick him up.
It's like,
oh, you know when you shout out and you're having a good time, are you doing that to try and be funny? And then he's going to go, well, I'm just not ever going to shout out.
Yeah, but we're just joking. It's just a joke.
Be that person.
I really feel for him. He's genuinely a funny
man. Zero questions for this bloke. Absolutely none.
I'm so confident he's funny. He ain't got to come on here and be funny.
I see.
Okay? This isn't his platform.
Yeah.
All right? So, Ben, when you come on, chill out. You haven't got to prove anything to me. You do it every Saturday afternoon.
In fact, put your
afternoon.
Feet up to prove how chilled out you are.
In fact, I don't want anything from him.
So why is he coming up?
Yeah, you only want him to appear on your pod.
I think so. I just want to say you're good. You're good.
I think you really do want us to think he's funny. I think you feel quite protective over him.
I do now.
I think you know when you have a new, like there's a new music you like and then you show it to someone, you really want them to like it. I think that's what you're going through.
Yeah. And if any of you two talk over him or anything like that.
No. God, I'm going to make my own
laugh counter. If he doesn't make me laugh a certain amount of times.
Come on now, I feel really sorry for him.
No, he can. If he wants to be Mr. Funny Bones, he can come on and bloody do it on the pod.
He's just getting on with his day.
All good doing it when there's no pressure, but when you've got to make people laugh, can you really step up to the task, buddy?
Yeah.
I genuinely thought... Right, because I asked him to come on the pod, I genuinely thought, I think he's going to be a regular. I'll be amazed if he doesn't pop on once a month.
You know, I think it's going to end up with one of us going, not so easy, is it, under the pressure, is it? It's all right when you're outside, when you know your audience.
He can't come
get a
on
Guinness
that.
And Black Daniel and come back. Try again next week.
Is that what you're drinking?
Yeah, that's my go-to drink.
Guinness and Black.
And the rest.
I went skinny dipping on Guinness and Black.
Okay.
On it. Like you... What? Oh, like, so you drank
no,
it...
No, he didn't dip his bits in it. He drank it and then went skinny dipping in the leg.
Let's talk football.
No.
Here's a question, and this has actually been... I was on the train coming back from somewhere yesterday, and it was... I could not get it out of my head. What the hell were pockets used for before phones?
Change.
Just left field.
Why did I answer you? Change.
No, that's one pocket. Why did you have two?
To put your hands in.
No, but they're not, because your hands don't really fit in pockets like that.
Mine do, because I wear... Not skin tight jeans
to
show off my legs.
Neither do I. I'm not. What did you think I am? Flipping 2004.
Wallet.
Yeah. So wallet would go in the left. Well, whatever pocket you fancy.
Bloody hell!
But look, if I stand up,
your poor mates must be like.
You've saved me from the skinny dipping. That's for sure.
John, I don't give a shit about pockets. I want to know how the story about David skinny dipping.
Okay, fine. But can we, once we found out the story, can we go back to pockets? Because I want to know what went. Okay, here's another
change?
Question.
What, I don't know.
Yeah. What? Which pocket do you put which in? Do you put your phone in your right pocket or your left pocket?
Oh, Jesus Christ, David. You got drunk and you jumped into a lake naked.
I don't know if I did. Something
That's
happened.
Out of character. That's very out of character.
Yes, I've never, ever even come close to doing that.
No, I don't know if I did. I don't think I did.
You did.
No,
you did.
I don't think
it's
I did.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know if you did? You either did or you didn't. There's no doubt about it.
I don't think
it.
I did.
No, so say...
Where did that come from?
We've banned We've banned Think from the group chat because you've got to be concise. So can you be concise now? Did you or didn't you skinny dip? Okay, no. There you go.
Then why did you say you did?
Because I have a memory of us when we were about 17 having a wild weekend.
Oh, God. You shouldn't have said that.
You should not have said that.
Oh, flip. A wild weekend. Oh.
It better be wild.
Can you tell us one thing that happened that was pretty wild?
Okay, my mate fucked a porno, Mag.
I actually give up with this. I can't be bothered. I actually can't be honest.
Why did the word Mag come so far behind that?
I was gonna.
It went from a porn star, and I was like, "Bloody hell, that is wild!" to a magazine in about half a second. And I was like, "Oh, that's actually really pathetic."
I'm gonna add some detail. How does one intercourse with a piece of paper?
It's a lovely question.
Don't ask me, son.
Well, you were there.
Well,
I wasn't there.
You saw it.
That means he saw the whole thing.
Okay,
you caught
okay.
a glimpse. That's not the kind of thing you turn away from, no matter who it is.
That's fine. We're not going to name him. You walk in.
Yeah, well, no, he went off into the bedroom. Where's so-and-so? Right. He's been gone ages. Let's go outside and look through the window. Look through the window. He's on his bed and he's fucking the porno mag.
What position?
Missionary.
Right wing.
Well, that does... doesn't make sense.
The mag was riding
underneath him. Oh, the mag. It's quite intimate. So, wait. So, was it? So he punched a hole through it.
No, I think just up and down the surface of the mag.
So it was more like a dry hump.
What? So it was wrapped around him?
No. I don't know. I didn't go into the... Basically, it was underneath him and he was sort of...
Was he even looking at it?
I don't know.
We're just using it as a tool.
Oh, I hate this. So...
We were young. It was a wild weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
had to
get
that.
It some black.
Yeah.
Well, I will not be doing that after my Guinness and Blacks.
And then you went skinny dipping.
22, John.
Yeah.
How old were you when you did all these activities?
17, 18.
Okay, fair enough. That's justified then.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Good on you.
So back to the pockets. No, I'm joking.
What was the skinny dipping then?
Like a dog with a bone, son.
I just can't stop thinking about the skinny dipping.
I think I made that up. I remember us going in the sea.
Stop saying think. Did you or did you not make it up?
It was 30 years ago. 30 years, John.
That is 8 more years than I've been alive.
Yeah. 30.
So tell us what might have happened.
No, don't, because he's going to go, oh, this might have happened, or this might not have
fine.
Happened.
That's fine. I want to hear
I
what
can't be
might
asked. That's
happened.
A waste of time. Did it or didn't it happen?
No, I don't think it did.
What were you doing in the sea? So you remember going in the sea with all your mates, but you don't remember if you were nude?
No, I don't think we were. I think I said it for a little bit of spice on the pod. Didn't think I would get
interrogation.
Yeah.
But you thought wrong. You can't go...
No, you can't say skinny dipping without...
No, without asking questions. If I said I went skinny dipping, you go, pause, wait a minute, what happened? And that's what he did.
Have you been skinny dipping, John?
No. I mean...
It's a thing that your generation do a lot of.
Finally. I'm trying to think, like, yeah. I've technically taken my... I've taken my swimming trunks off in the sea, but that's not skinny dipping. You have to... I think
yes,
the skinny dip...
That's literally the definition. You are dipping
no,
skinny.
No, because the best bit about skinny dip... So the best bit. There's no best bit. It's all pretty shit. But, like, the main bit of skinny dipping is, like, the running to the water naked. Bit.
Yeah. Running to the water naked.
Yeah, because
and you missed out on that.
Well, no, because I went in,
joking.
And then I thought, and then a few, like, we all just like, oh, this would be funny.
What, so you saw like, people running to the water naked?
No. We were in the water already for like a few hours, like not hours. Well, I don't know how long, like 45 minutes, let's say. And then afterwards, like we're about to get out, one of my mates went, "Oh, here we go, swing your trunks around your head." And then I was like, "That's quite funny. I'll swing my trunks around my head." And then you just put them back on and think, well, "What the hell? What was the point?"
What you talk about? The best bit is running to the sea naked.
No, people assimilate, if that's the right word, skinny dipping with the run, like holding your todger, running, woo, running naked down to the beach.
Lovely bit of detail that we didn't ask for.
Do you need to hold it?
Just let it go, right? Just let it fly in the wind.
Well, you know, there might be ladies present, you don't know.
What are you talking about? It's the best bit. How do you know it's the best
bit? I didn't mean to say best. I corrected myself. It's the main bit is the taking your trunks off out of the water.
Because you're full of excitement about what's about to happen.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I'm going to be a rebel. And
It's the don't main Google bit.
Okay, yeah, that's better. Don't do Google best.
Running to the water.
I don't get what is fun about any of it.
Yeah, but you're boring.
Okay, thank you. Fine by me. Does it say?
There's a lot on it. I can't be bothered. Skinny dipping guidance.
I think you thought it was just going to come up with a yes or no answer, and that's obviously ridiculous. Because why would Google know? Google can't skinny dip. It's a web browser.
I think it's a thing. It's become quite fashionable now, though, to find a wild lake and go wild swimming.
See, I would never...
According to whom?
I think David thinks that's what youngsters get up to. I'd never put skinny dipping and lakes together.
You and your mates haven't gone on a Sunday. Let's go find a wild lake and go swimming.
Shit. Now that you say that, yeah, I think we have like quite a few times actually.
Yeah, we used to go swimming.
No, obviously not. Who the hell says that to their mates? Right,
where I live, there are lakes. I mean, my friends would like go down and swim in a lake.
There you go.
When I was younger.
Okay, but I live by the sea, so I've never had that issue.
I would never go nude ever.
Yeah, but a part of it is knowing that you might go nude.
Nope. Do you know, I actually enjoyed that I knew I was never going to go nude. That was my best bit.
But what part of it doesn't appeal to you?
Of what?
Skinny dipping. I think it's the bit where you've got to run in, isn't it? I don't think you want to get yourself unclothed.
I think I don't want to be naked around anyone, and it seems quite
anyone?
Chilly.
Nobody. Not even your partner or...
Oh well.
Let's be serious. If we're going to talk about skinny dipping, let's be serious.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't want to be naked in public. Apologies.
Public apologies.
I want to be naked in public. Apologies.
I'm gonna Google it. And after this, I need to find out what the hell pockets were used for back in the day.
Oh, fucking hell.
No, you did it. You said change.
And a wallet.
That's the answer.
And chewing gum and anything you might be carrying.
Pockets were about on
please
like clothes.
Don't shout during the pocket section.
Sorry. This is the quiet time, John. Come on.
Change wasn't always about.
What do you fucking mean?
As in, like, back in the day. I don't know. I'm whispering now. Back in the day, they're like before currency, they still would have had pockets. So what for?
Carrying small pockets possessions. Buttons.
What do you mean? I imagine currency came before pockets.
See, those are the hard truths. You've got to find out. Were they?
A scraper, a drill, a flint flake, a bone awl, and a dried tinder fungus.
Flint flake? What is this, the caveman era?
There you go, John. Wonder no more.
Well, that hasn't really settled it for me.
Wow. Did you know men's pockets.
Don't say wow about pockets facts.
Men's pockets are deeper than women's pockets. Did you know that?
I wonder why that
women's
is.
Women's pockets are almost half the size of men's. On average, men's pockets are 3 inches deeper.
They have more stuff, though, surely.
Yeah, but they've got a bag.
In medieval times, they filled them
with
whatever.
That's ridiculous accusation.
I'm giving you the answers. You're not interested.
Sorry. Sorry, Alfie's been a knob.
In medieval times, they filled them with whatever bits and bobs they needed. There you go.
That's a shit answer. That's obvious. They filled it with what they needed. I didn't think they just... Oh, I've got pockets, so I'll fill them up.
Oh, Alfie, what was that thing you said? The live thing.
Oh, yeah. I think we should film ourselves watching the games.
Well, Tuesday, it's 256 Tuesday. You can't miss 256 Tuesday.
No, you can. You can miss.
What's
your
256 Tuesday?
Only the best night out in Fallowfield.
But Exeter are playing.
Yeah, but I'll watch it while having a drink.
Fucking hell, having another drink. Okay. There you go, audience. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Brilliant. So we're not going to be providing you with that.
Okay, what? So wait, do you want to do it together? No, are we doing it together?
Yeah.
Okay, in that case, I'll save my drinking.
I watched Hashtag United. Oh, my God. I couldn't.
Brilliant,
the,
isn't
the
it?
Graphics. I was all over the graphics.
It's brilliant.
I'm a graphics slut.
Are you?
Mm.
You know, like.
Yeah, you do strike me as a bit of a. Okay, well, who's going to make the graphics?
I'll make them. There you go.
Here he is. Multi-talented individual. He can sing. He's funny. Right. Good looking. And he can make graphics.
Ben L, John.
Well, let's not beat around the bush.
Thank you very much.
Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah.
Let's get to the nub of it.
Objectively, you're a good looking man.
I've never been shouted at like compliments like this before.
You won't take it. So next time, I just call you ugly. Don't bother me, mate.
I don't know. I've not said anything. What are you arguing with?
Arguing with myself. And I'll continue to do so until this pod finishes.
You're going back to a pub, aren't you now?
Yeah.
Strolling in.
Proper pod mode.
If they're still about.
Hey, they'll have a Guinness and black there for you. You'll slap it up. How was the pod? Yeah, all right. Put them in their place.
How was that putting someone in there? I just answered their question. God, I really put him in his place there.
Hey, Dunkey, I mentioned the pockets thing you mentioned that I should mention. I mentioned you it. I fucking loved it, mate.
No. You know what? I felt... No, that's ridiculous, that. No. I genuinely was sat on the train yesterday. It was a long train, 6 hours, whatever, you know. I sat there and I thought, fucking hell, what the hell are pockets used for back in the day? Genuinely, though. Because then,
I don't know who you are sometimes.
No, but this is my thought process. Listen to me, please.
You want to now listen back to the ep where you were moody?
Yeah, I know.
No, listen. I went, right, I'm going to take everything out of my pocket. I did this on the train. I put them on the table in front of me. And I went, what would people have had back in the day that was and nothing? I had a metal wallet, a lip balm. Lip balms haven't been around that long, surely. Car keys. Well, you know, back in the day, you had to be very privileged to have a car. And a phone.
What
well, phones.
When are we? What? When?
Like, I don't. My mind wasn't really on like, oh, 1914. I didn't have a date. I just sort of thought ages ago when people wore, I don't know. Like, you didn't have a phone in World War II, for example. So what were pockets for? You didn't need a pocket for the time.
I don't think you have to give this much thought to get an answer.
No, I think it's fucking easy. Just stuff they had that they didn't want to carry in their hands.
But okay, so then we go, what stuff did they have? Because it wasn't the time, because everyone had...
There we go. Packet cigarettes.
No, but do you... Okay, cigarettes, I can see that. That's
why
quite
is
realistic.
Comb not okay, but cigarettes is okay?
Well, because I've never left the house with a comb, and I don't think any of you ever have. So this is what I'm saying. Did they just put stuff in their pockets? Because, oh, wow, we've got these new things, pockets. I'll put something in there.
No, I think the pockets were invented because they didn't want to carry everything in their hands.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but what were they carrying that they needed to take with them so badly that were going in pockets?
Fucking hell, mate.
I can't believe you don't find that an interesting question.
If anybody has the answer,
yeah,
please let us know.
I don't really care like that. It's just crossed my mind and I had a thought.
It seems like you bloody care loads.
Because I'm even looking at my table right now. It's like there's nothing I would need to take.
John, these days people carry three essential items in their pocket: a wallet, keys, and a phone. How is today different from 50 and 100 years ago? What did people carry in their pockets back then?
Wait, let me shut my eyes. Let me shut my eyes for this bit.
Why?
Because he's reading it like a story and it's quite interesting. Go.
This is from Maxim Kostyrakovich. I wasn't there 50 years ago, yet I was born exactly 1.5 years later. So I'll answer about not 50, but 40 to 45 years ago. Okay?
Oh, no one cares when he was born. Just get on with the pockets bit.
Cigarettes and matches, or a really nice awarded to him at work metal Zippo lighter with engraving. Passport.
Just in case.
No way. No bollocks.
ID. ID. You need it for ID.
Wallet with significant amount of cash.
Oh, keys. He's showing off a bit.
Well, is this guy boasting, is he?
Annual ticket for electrical train towards Finland Rail Central.
Lipidic.
Monthly ticket for tram and bus. Small notebook with contacts. A handkerchief, nice and clean. An odd piece or two of paper with something new and temporary, so unworthy to be entered in the notebook. Telephone number, name, address, key combination for the baggage locker, appointment, piece of information.
How big were this guy's pockets? 30 things. Well,
that is fragrance, powder holder, lipstick and a few other items, a couple of ball pens.
But it's ridiculous. See what I mean? They're just taking stuff out for the sake of bringing stuff out. When the hell have you ever, like, what? Other than for uni, but they don't go in my pockets. I've never taken a ballpoint pen out.
Yeah, because you've got your phone to write stuff on.
Your phone does everything for you now.
I guess all those things. Yeah, but your phone can't.
Why do you have to argue against every point?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Like, okay.
He said he took a notebook for addresses and then so, you know, you collect that on your phone. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Happy with that? Yeah,
no, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not allowed to argue now, according to Alfie, so I'll just accept it.
No. This is Max telling us what he... You can't argue. He did bring these things around.
Hmm. When was this written, though? I wish I hadn't said anything now, because...
Same.
Yep.
Right, John.
Yeah.
Looking at the league table, playing Peterborough. Peterborough are good. Say if we lost, we're right back in the thick of it. How are you feeling?
I don't know. Better than I was before, because we actually do look like we can compete with these teams. But I don't know. Yeah, it would also...
Peterborough in good form as well, aren't they?
But say Port Vale win their games in hand, we could be 21st or 20th or 21st.
Yeah, but yeah, we can't look at games in hand and things like that. We've just got to relax, focus on ourselves, try and get as many points as possible.
How are you not the person you were 3 or 4 weeks ago? What's happened?
I'm trying to get better at, and you know, I'm only young, but I'm trying to get better at separating what happens on the pitch and how it may or may not affect people that I know with what my responsibility is here, which is to turn up and entertain people. So, I was okay at that, but when the going gets tough, sometimes it's hard to separate those things. But we're here.
Yeah.
And people now know what pockets we use for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, good basically point. An academic at this point.
You are?
Tough game on Tuesday.
Really tough. And Peterborough have got one thing that you need in this division to be successful, and that's strength in depth. You know, when a player comes out injured, they've got someone just as good to come in and replace them. And they're very good at buying players. They've got a couple of our youngsters that have gone on to kick on and do well. They're very good at buying players cheap and selling them on for loads. Ivan Toney probably being the best example
of
that.
He played there, did he?
Yeah, Mo Issa played for Peterborough. That's not a great example. That one didn't quite work. Yeah, yeah, they sold
Ivan
Toney.
Great on FIFA back in the day.
They sold Ivan Toney for a lot.
How old was he when he was there?
I don't know. I don't even know where they got him from, to be fair. I'm not very clued up on Ivan Toney's history.
He was at Northampton as well, wasn't he?
Was he on loan at Northampton from somebody? Was he there permanently? Yeah, he was at Northampton for a period. And then they sold him for, I think it might be like 6 or 7 million, but that might be wrong. And then they got a big fee from when he went to Brentford. No, or did they sell him to Brentford? I don't know. I can't remember, but he's a good example of the approach they have, which is to buy people cheap, like sort of prospects, and they're good at finding those prospects. They've got a pretty
Alex Ferguson's
savvy owner.
There's a manager.
Yep. Well, he's had a few stints there. I don't know if he's still there. He's had like one or two spells at Peterborough. Good manager at this level.
Cool. They've got some good players as well.
Fucking
haven't they?
Hell, haven't they?
They've got Archie Collins. So you get to see Archie Collins, and they've got Joel Randall, who it might have been a little bit before.
Yeah,
the season before you, David.
Poku.
Oh, you saw him? Yeah, Kwame Poku. They've got obviously Johnson Clark-Harris, who's an unbelievable threat.
He looks like so scary.
He is scary. I think there's something about a tattooed neck which just screams like, yeah, you are going to batter us, and batter me, and batter on my football
Ricky
team.
J. Jones as well.
Yeah, Ricky J. Jones, good player.
I hope he's got a knot. I hope he's, if you met Jet him, you go, oh, he's lovely.
They've got Josh Knight as well, who's been very good in recent weeks. Scored a goal the other week from centre half. So yeah, they've got threats all over the pitch. And I don't think from what I remember in recent history, I haven't really done that well against Peterborough. Hmm. Although, oh no, we beat him at home last season actually. So there you go.
There we go.
Bloody hell, Clark Harris is taking his top off when he scores.
I don't know. Yeah, and you would with his rig. Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
With his rig?
Yeah, he's got a great setup.
Set of what?
Set up, not set of.
Set up, sorry. So set up.
Well, thanks everyone. I was feeling rough when I came onto the pod and now...
better. What's wrong?
Cody Wolds.
Maybe you should get your white blood cells looked at.
That's
my children bring back illnesses.
Oh, yeah, schools.
Every week. So, nothing wrong with my white blood cells.
Yeah.
Well, no harm in checking.
No, stop getting... No. He's okay. Let's not give him a complex.
Well, for example, one of my best mates at uni, he's always ill and really struggles to shrug off illnesses. He's got a low white blood count.
Yeah, my sister does, actually.
What do they do about it?
No kissing.
Because you get a doctor, get involved, say, oh, you need to do this and check your multiple sclerosis.
Oh, okay, really sorry. Well, you can cut that bit out if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would hate it as well, but I'm just, I don't know, it's just the first thing that came to my mind because one of my mates really struggles with getting rid of his illnesses as well. In fact, he's ill right now.
Lovely. Well.
Best wishes.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, are we going to do one on Tuesday?
I'm happy. Yeah. What time's kickoff?
7:45.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would look like this, and we'd just watch it on the screen. Just this is what the shot would look like.
But the thing is, we're all going to... I feel as though we'll all be at different points in the... Like, some people's internet will be better, and like some will be behind. I don't know how well it will work with the three of us. You know, there's a technical... Well, no, if you celebrate a goal...
I think it'd be funny if me and David are ahead and we see X conceded and keep... And we're going... Oh.
No, because that will happen and that's not funny.
Let's wait and see John freak out.
How do you react if we... Right, just looking ahead, really quickly, we're playing Peterborough.
I'd see how he reacts.
Okay, go on, yeah.
Genuinely, John, we're playing Peterborough Tuesday night. We go 2-0 down in 20 minutes. What are you like?
Okay, so are you going to tell me when the ball's gone in, or are we just going to start?
And Clark Harris is putting away, and that's 2-0 to Peterborough.
That's it. Just a little cut in the mouth. Sit there. Maybe my arm on my leg. Probably not like a arm arrest. Not that fancy.
Right. Then I go like this. Flipping hell, John. Gary doesn't have a fucking clue what he's doing.
Whack. Hook you across the face and you're dragged out by a steward. And they'll go, bloody hell, well done. Good punch, Dad. You deserve that. Twat.
Right.
Thanks,
Joe. Thanks, Alfie.
Thanks.
Cheers, mates.